Hey, happy day, the 4th of July. It's just passed just a few days ago, and the 4th of July was kind of a big deal. Every year, but particularly this year, 250 years of independence. That's kind of cool. 250 years ago, 56 men met at the in Philadelphia, and you know, nobody believed that they could win, okay? And no sane person believed that. They're up against the most powerful army and country in the world. And they met and they said, we're not happy with what's going on here. We don't have representation, but we have lots of taxation and so many other things. But the biggest thing was is that the British said, we have to come in and disarm them. So they were going to come and take all of their guns. And that's kind of what really pushed it forward. They said, how dare you? This is a free country. We have the right to have a firearm. No, you don't. We're scared of you people, so we're going to disarm you. And that didn't work really well. A majority of members in Iran's assembly, we're talking 88 members, and the big majority of them said, we want Trump to die. Okay, so we're going to put a hit on the president of the United States. And Trump responded, he said, you know, the life of a president is very dangerous. And it has a 5.2% mortality rate. And a race car driver is 0.1%, a bull rider. And that looks pretty dangerous to me. He said, that was kind of cute. It's 0.1%. So no, 5.2%, it's a dangerous job. And I'm just going to keep on doing my job. And in Iran, he's doing what he's doing. And here's a surprise to me. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, he's praising President Donald Trump for his efforts in crippling the Iran regime. Okay, that's kind of cool. So, you know, you got to kind of dig deep here and see why, what, and who's doing it. And people are in favor of it for the most part, because Iran is full of terrorists. They hurt other countries and hurt other people in there. Try to force their lifestyle on so many other people. Hey, talking about death with the president, presidents who died on July 4th. It's kind of interesting stuff because three presidents have died on that day. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and James Monroe. And Trump, he missed that date, and that's a darn good thing. I mean, imagine the security that he has with those kinds of threats. I mean, a missile can land at McDonald's when you're in there having a Big Mac. I mean, wow. But he's protected. In Buffalo, New York, the city raised a Somali flag at City Hall to mark Somali Independence Day after they canceled the 4th of July fireworks in celebration of America's 250th anniversary. You know, Columbus, Ohio has done the same, and so many other people have as well. Somali? Really? You're kidding me? And here's a Republican lawmaker. He was kicked out of the Democrat-controlled State House in Pennsylvania because he wore a suit jacket that was the American flag. He messed up. Poor choice. He should have worn a Somali flag suit jacket, and he would have been okay. And this is America. Good bloody grief. And then you have Barack Obama. He spoke at a celebration also of the nation's 250th birthday, and he said that we all need to come together regardless of our differences. That's a nice talk, but you know what? How do you do that? The left is against everything the right is for. That's their platform, basically. How do you get past that? How do we all hug and have a love fest? I think it's tough. It's just tough. It would be nice, but tough. Now, hey, when liberals go to hell, where do they tell conservatives to go? Hey, y'all come back. See ya.